بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Perhaps the highlight of the day of Jumu'ah is the khutbah. The special feature about the day of Jumu'ah is the khutbah that is delivered from the minbar. Not the free khutbah talk, that's also important, but the highlight of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions of specifically in Surah Al-Jumu'ah is the khutbah. Allah makes mention of the khutbah. What is the ruling with regards to the khutbah? How is one required to behave? Imagine yourself in Salah. Exactly as you are required to behave in Salah, that is the requirement. The requirement, compulsory, to behave in the exact same way during the khutbah. And that's when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, at the time of khutbah, you sit down and you listen. You don't just imagine yourself to be in Salah. What you will not do in Salah, you are not allowed to do it during the khutbah. You're not allowed to speak at all. In fact, if somebody sneezes, generally when somebody sneezes and they say Alhamdulillah, it's wajib, compulsory upon you to say Yarhamukallah. But during the khutbah, you don't say. It's wrong, it's a sin to say Yarhamukallah during the khutbah. It is incorrect to speak, incorrect to eat, incorrect to do anything during the khutbah. So it, according to some scholars, normally for Dhuhr Salah we pray 4 rakat. On the day of Jumu'ah we pray 2 rakat. The other 2 rakat are replaced by the khutbah. So those 2 khutbahs are a replacement for the 2 rakat. So this is very, very important. Sometimes people do not know the significance of the khutbah, but exactly as you behave in Salah, that's how you behave during the khutbah. In fact, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went up to the point and he said, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَاحِبِكَ أَنْصِتْ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبُ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةَ فَقَدْ لَغَوْتْ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if somebody is making noise during the khutbah, you're not even allowed to tell him keep quiet. Although what you are going to do is good, because you are stopping him from doing something wrong, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you tell the next person, keep quiet, unsit, faqad laghawta, you have broken your khutbah. Your khutbah is nullified. May Allah granted you